All right, Friday injury report. Eagle Ferguson, ankle, did not participate, doubtful for the game. Terrence Mitchell, hamstring, did not participate, doubtful for the game. Shea McClellan, knee, did not participate, doubtful for the game. Antrell Roll, ankle, did not participate, doubtful for the game. A new guy to the injury report, Martellus Bennett, quad, did not participate, questionable for the game. Everybody else is questionable. I'll go through if you need be. Josh Bellamy, groin, limited, questionable. Alshon Jeffrey, hamstring, limited, questionable. Eddie Royal, ankle, limited, questionable. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder, limited, questionable. Patrick Omame, ankle, limited, questionable. Jeremiah Ratliff, ankle, limited, questionable. Will Sutton, elbow, limited, questionable. Pernell McPhee, shoulder, limited, questionable. Whew. Okay.
Eagle Ferguson's knee injury, is that the...
It's the same thing he's been dealing with for, I think, about a month now. Don't hold me to that exact time frame, but it's been a minute.
Ken, what is the biggest factor in overcoming injuries in the NFL?
Really, just healing. You know, I mean, they're part of the game.
Replacing players, when you have to replace a player.
You know, you've got, you know, a depth chart. You've got, you know, guys that are backups that have to be ready, and we take that approach. So it's... you know, it helps when guys have been with you for, you know, an extended period of time, so they're trained to execute what we're asking them to do. You know, that was a little bit problematic early in that we had some new guys, whether we claimed them to improve the talent level. But, you know, we're getting to the point now where guys are getting trained and understanding what we're doing.
So would you say is it when a team is very good at overcoming injuries, replacing players who are out, would you say it's more a factor of the GM getting good players or the coaches conditioning the players?
You know, it's all of the above. You know, this isn't one-man shows on either end of the building. You know, it's about finding the best human talent you can find and then, you know, hopefully training them to be the best they can be every day. And so that's what successful organizations do, and that's what our attempt is.
With Bennett's quad, was that something that happened today? Late
no, I'd probably say it would probably have happened yesterday. Yeah.
Was this the best week for Alshon John in a while? Is this his best week of practice?
You know, I mean, probably. You'd have to ask him that. You know, I think, you know, we're just trying to progress him along, and so you think time heals it probably, but you'd have to ask him that.
John, I know you weren't here, obviously, but has there been any recent talk at all, any talk about the recent history with the Lions? Bears have lost four straight. It's been kind of chippy.
You know, not much. You know, my experience has been, you know, every one of these things are really hard. You know, you're competing against the best there can be every week, and, you know, every one of them's hard. So, you know, we don't spend a lot of time looking in the rearview mirror. We're looking out the windshield, and, you know, that'll determine what we do Sunday.
I think you said the other day that takeaways come in waves. What are the factors that kind of play into that? Is it better matchups, better health? What goes?
Well, all of it. You know, I mean, I don't want to confuse anybody. Talent is important. Matchups are important, and that's why it's a lot of fun to prepare for and a lot of fun to play in these games because, you know, every week's different. You know, you got different matchups, different problems. So it's kind of what makes it exciting.
Right. John, you mentioned in Denver you had like three centers and went to the Super Bowl. You've had lost Pro Bowlers and gone to the Super Bowl. Have you ever had a situation where an injury created such a hole that it just dragged your team down?
You know, I can't remember yesterday, let alone all those years. You know, I think you know, you just do your best. You know, whether you're a player stepping in, whether you're a coach coaching them up, or, you know, it's you know, a lot of efforts by a lot of people.